ओम शांति। 5th May 2019 संडे। टुडे स्लोगन, रिमेन डिटैच्ड लाइक अ लोटस एंड यू विल बिकम वर्दी ऑफ रिसीविंग गॉड्स लव। रिमेन डिटैच्ड लाइक अ लोटस एंड यू विल बिकम वर्दी ऑफ रिसीविंग गॉड्स लव। So of the many flowers Baba has often used the example of lotus and rose. So whenever detachment comes, Baba talks about lotus, and whenever it's about beauty and fragrance, he talks about rose. So today Baba is saying, become detached like the lotus. So when you will remain detached like a lotus, you will become worthy of receiving God's love. So what does lotus represent? What is the importance of lotus? One is the detachment. It remains untouched by water, by mud. The leaves of lotus, they are not touched. Even Gita, it is mentioned that a yogi is like the lotus whose leaves are untouched. So detachment is one thing which is to be learnt, to be amongst everyone but to remain detached, to do all the works, all the sevas, to be with everyone and yet to remain emotionally detached. To do everything and but yet internally to remain uninvolved in any person, to face all the difficult situations and yet internally maintaining the spirit of detachment or detached observership, so that that upheaval doesn't enter into the thoughts. Because as in today's Murli also Baba said, there would be a lot of upheavals, but then you maintain your unshakable stage. No rukawat, thakawat, whatever obstruction, whatever fatigue, nothing should be able to stop you. You remain in himmat and ullas, in enthusiasm and in courage. So when you are like that, you remain in the ascending stage or flying stage. So today's Murli, Baba has mentioned a lot about staying stable in upheavals. So it also means to remain detached. So one is detachment. What else? Purity. In the Buddhistic literature, many times in Dhammapada, it is mentioned that this represents purity. So in Hinduism as well as in Buddhism, lotus represents purity, because when Buddha was born, wherever he kept his foot, a lotus was formed. That is the legend. That's the story. Wherever he would keep the feet, his lotus was were formed. So purity. Next, what else? Family. What family?
Big family.
Big family. Okay, but that is the same as detached. Remain in the household, but remain as a detached. Remain in the family, but remain as detached. What else? Lotus represent. What else? It represents rebirth. In Egypt, Egyptian literature, it has been associated with rebirth. At night, it goes down. In the morning, it comes up. At night, it is said that it disappears or it closes itself. And the morning, it again opens. So this closing and opening is representative of rebirth. So, not just in, we are not talking of Indian philosophy now, we are going out towards the West. Even in the Egyptian literature, they talk of lotus as representing rebirth. They also talk of lotus as representing sun. And they worship. The sun is just like lotus, or lotus is just like sun. So they represent sun also. What else? Yeah, so in Indian mythology, coming back to India, there are seven chakras. So the thousand-petaled chakra, Sahasrar, has been linked with lotus. So that is one more thing. What else? It's a very common dais for Indian deities to sit. Many deities like Brahma, Saraswati, Kuber, they have this stable platform. So it's a common dais for the deities, Indian deities to sit. What else? What else? Not that. What else? It also represents beauty. It's beautiful. It appears in different colors. Blue lotus has a lot of importance in Buddhism. I have never seen, or we haven't heard, but they say that's a sign of nearing a very high stage. We don't know about it much, but blue lotus is of much importance. There is a pink lotus. In Chinese literature, it is known as lily. They call it lily. In Egyptian literature, they call it bean, bean of life, B-E-A-N, bean of life. So, lily, bean of life, or sacred lotus in Indian literature. And they have got many, many, many names. Arvind, Saroj, Pankaj, Kamlesh, and Padmam, Padam, Padma. So, Neeraj. Neeraj. So it has got a huge list of names. It has been mentioned in all the many of the Indian scriptures. And not only that, dais, but also Hastakamal, Nayanakamal, Charanakamal, Mukhakamal. So it has been associated with all the organs of the body as well. So that is also its importance. Then it grows in mud only, derives its nutrition from mud. It is in the unfavorable, incongenial situations, adverse situations, and yet it blooms in the most of the most adverse situation. So it represents something that we need to learn, that perfection is attained only in the adverse situation. It's not that when the situations are favorable, when everything is congenial, one can grow. One grows the most in the worst of the situations. That's why in today's Avyakta Murli Baba said, experience is a degree. Experience is degree. Now you have got experience. So your degree has increased. Baba is talking with Gange Dadi, and there was an event in the aftermath of 1984 Sikh riots. Everywhere there was a center on the second floor, and on the first floor some Sardarji, some Sikh people used to stay, who had a tire shop, truck tire shop, and the people came and they burnt that shop, and they requested Brahma Kumari sisters to come out because they had no enmity with Brahma Kumari. But Brahma Kumari said, we will not come out unless and until you save them also. We are not. They were requesting them to come out because they want to burn all the six sick people alive. That was the 1984 Sikh riots. Started on 31st October evening, 7 PM. And lasted 1st, 2nd and 3rd November. Cases are still going on. All those who were burnt in Kanpur, the cases are still pending in the High Court. So, she showed a lot of courage, Sister Gange Dadi. So Baba remembered her today, that you remained very, very stable. And that's why he said, it's good, but whether you get saved or burnt, both are good. Even if you are saved, it's good. Even if you get burnt, it's good. Because with experience is degree. Experience is degree. Often in the Sakar Murli, we hear Baba say, let's go back home. Today he said, stay back. Don't be worried about going back home. Because if you stay back, even if you stay back, it's good. Even if you go, it's also good. Because if you go, you will join advance party. If you stay back, you will see the last scenes. Sakshatkar, divine visions. So, whether you get burnt or you are saved, both are good. Whether you stay or you don't stay, that also is good. This is known as... last scene, they see everything. So, staying detached. Detachment is the ultimate thing of in spirituality. How much one is detached to everything that's happening. Everything. And it's the detachment determines the stage of spirituality. How much one is detached internally. Detached to the limelight, detached to the fame, glory, success, detached to life events, detached to in relationships, detachment in emotions, in feelings, detachment in seva, detachment in everything. This is the ultimate thing, because a yogi is like the lotus, untouched. The aim of this life is to stay detached. And the way to detachment is to get attached to one God. And the way to detachment is developing vairag for the world. A very burning vairag is necessary for detachment. Otherwise, greatest of the yogis get detached, attached to things. There was a yogi, and he was a very great yogi, very much detached. And because of this yoga sadhana, he had developed a lot of siddhis, yogic powers. And one of the siddhis was flying in the air. And he used to fly in the air. So the king got very much impressed with him. And the king requested him, could you come back? Could you come to my kingdom for some days to stay? So he agreed. Earlier he said no. He showed resistance. That we are yogis, we don't like comforts and conveniences of palaces. So what he requested, if you come, lot of seva would be done in Brahmin's language. So, please come. So he entered. Then he was practicing sadhana in the gardens, royal gardens. And then one day he was flying. Yes, because he had siddhis. So there was a princess who was standing in the balcony there. And he saw the princess and immediately he got attracted to her beauty and the movement, a movement of lust. And he came and he had a crash landing. Also physically, also spiritually. So he had a crash landing, just 1 second, one moment of lust, and he fell down. All his siddhis gone. That's why they say that siddhis you can get, definitely. But then you have to be on guard all the time. Then you have to be highly vigilant, highly watchful, because a one moment of carelessness will bring you toppling down. So yogi means detached in everything. And the most important thing to remember, we get detached in the stages of sorrow, we get detached. But what about happiness, joy, success? These all things make us attach. Success makes us extrovert. Failure makes one's introvert. Happiness makes one's extrovert. Unhappiness makes one's introvert. Deception. Somebody deceives, one becomes sorrowful. He starts shaking himself. Somebody keeps on praising you, so you become little extrovert. So praise, appreciation, acknowledgement, recognition, all these things make you little extrovert. But a yogi is the one who remains detached in everything. Vivekananda had said somewhere that the praises, the appreciation, acknowledgement I have got, if somebody else would have got, he would have got mad. The amount of praises I have got, because when he returned from America, he was in Chennai, and that king of Madras, and they made a huge chariot and made him stand on that, and there was a public procession and a lot of welcome ceremony speeches here and there in India and all those things. So he said that the praises and appreciations which I got, if somebody else would have got, probably would have got insane. So to remain detached even in praise, in appreciation, in welcome, in all these things is the mark of a yogi. Yogi remains unattached, non-attachment. Rather than using the word detachment, in Indian scriptures, all the English translations of Sanskrit literature, they have used the word non-attachment. Rather than using the word detachment, they have used the word non-attachment. To make it very clear that you have to remain non-attached, not just detached, stay non-attached, don't get attached to anything. Because one moment of attachment, 1 second of attachment, will not allow you to have yoga. Yoga is a uninterrupted flow of remembrance. Just as an oil is getting poured, so there is no interruptions there. So yoga is the flow, uninterrupted flow of remembrance, unpunctured flow of remembrance. And for such uninterrupted, unobstructed flow of remembrance, you need your mind to be absolutely detached. There is an art of attachment and there is an art of detachment. Both are needed. What is the art of attachment? It's very easy, but then you are doing some work, get attached to it and involve yourself fully. But the moment it is over, get totally detached. You are doing something, get fully involved, but the moment it is done, you got detached. Totally detached. But then this can be, people can use it to their own selfishness. There was a Brahmin, a sadhu, and something I'm not totally recalling. Yeah, so he used to say that, I'm not doing anything. No. Yes, he had some farm or something. So once some animal entered that this thing, and then he caught that animal and he started beating it to the extent that the animal died. And the people came and said, "How you did it?" He said, I didn't do this. It's he who has done through me. So it is God who is doing everything, as you know. He is the doer. These hands are just the instrument. They are not my hands. It is he who does everything through me. And then when he goes for begging and people don't give, he starts cursing them if you don't give. So that time he is doing, and that otherwise God is doing. So, you know, this is the art of attachment and the art of both are needed. You should be able to get attached, and you should also be able to get detached. Attachment means involvement. Attachment means commitment. Attachment doesn't mean that attachment with the worldly people have. Like you have been given some seva. You cannot say that I am detached yogi. So I have not taken interest in this. There is some mistake in seva. And then you say I was detached, as Baba says, like a lotus. I am karma yogi. Because even though I was working, my mind was totally with Baba. So that's why such things are going to happen. I don't know. Material negligence should not be made an excuse for spiritual contemplation. So you cannot give any reasons in spirituality. So get attached, immediately get detached. Attachment also, detachment also. So detachment, Baba is saying, remain detached like the lotus flower. So whenever you see lotus, remind yourself that I have to remain detached like this. And you will become worthy of receiving God's love. The one who is attached doesn't receive God's love, it means. Only when you are detached from the world, you remain as if you have nothing to do with anything. That time you receive God's love. So, such words of spirituality are very important. Detachment, non-attachment, non-possession, astheya, apparigraha. Apparigraha means not to possess things much. Astheya, non-stealing, detached, vairag, dispassion. So these are the words of spirituality, very important words. And these are the examples from the world that have been given. Okay? Om Shanti.